This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is the weirdest thing we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
We just want you to call and tell us what your dream home is. But before you start calling, it's got to be a fictional home. I mean, It can be a real home, but it has to have been featured in a fictional place.
Yeah.
Like,
that makes sense.
Like the house in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is one of the ones that came up on this thread that was talking about it. And I think...
That's a good one, yeah. That's a big house.
I think that's what I don't like about it.
You don't want a big house?
No.
You're okay. We're all going to play fantasy time, and you're looking for a shack. You're picking
a little
house on the prairie, little log cabin.
But like, that's a massive house. It's got a tennis court. It's
your pretend life. Why wouldn't you want that?
That's just too much. Yeah. I can't handle that.
Keep that clean?
But
you kidding me?
Didn't he have butlers and stuff?
He did, yeah.
Well, then you get the butlers.
What is that guy's name? Why can't I remember it?
Jeeves.
No.
This is so bad, but I never watched that show.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah, it's not Carlton.
That's the
brother.
I missed all 90s television.
All 90s
television?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey,
yeah.
Of course, yes.
I was sort of on a tour bus. I missed it.
Oh.
Okay. Is that your dream house?
No. A bus? The opposite of my dream house. So then neither of you are picking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air house?
It's not my number one, but it's a good option. Yeah, I like the tennis courts. I like living in Bel-Air would be cool.
I don't know that I have an answer to this. Like, I can't think of what it would be from, and maybe you guys are better at this than I am, but you guys have seen less movies than me. What I would want is, in a lot of 80s movies or whatever, like, you meet a girl at the bar, and then you bring her back to your loft that's, like, in a warehouse, and you go up the stairs, and it's all just... fully open, like one of those.
Yeah.
I want like the loft.
So I was looking at some more houses, and I haven't seen this movie, but someone said Nathan's Lair in Ex Machina. Is that how you say it? Where it's just like the open windows.
That was
beautiful.
And like set in like the deep Washington forest, and there's just streams outside and just nothing but lush vegetation, but there's not a window covering on anything
because
you're just looking out into the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
That is, the Ex Machina house is way up there for me.
Same.
It's a little scary though, because when crap hits the fan.
Oh. A lot of glass.
Well, in the movie, I won't spoil it, but like, no one's coming and your neighbors aren't going to walk by and notice that like the Hackmans are laying there. Like you're dead. You're just, but that's.
Because I was thinking the Cullens house. Which has the same vibe from Twilight.
I never watched Twilight, but I've seen the Lego set, and yes, it has
the
exact same vibe.
it's
pretty
accurate.
Lego set is out.
Okay, I wanted to hate it, but you're right.
Even not watching it, I want to build that Lego set. It's like $300.
Yeah, I do like that. You're right. Just in the woods, that's cool.
And
that's
just
a cool
lot
house.
Of open glass, like, oh, beautiful.
Okay, so if you've got it, we've got a list that goes on and on. I kind of have another one, but like, what is your fantasy, fictional, dream house. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number.
I would like to live at apartment 1901 in the Elliott Bay Towers.
Apartment 1901.
Elliott. In Seattle.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Is this Sleepless in Seattle?
No, no.
It's not Grey's Anatomy.
Is it where Teen Titans go?
And live? Instead of working at KALC, I would work at KACL, the radio station.
It's Frasier's
apartment? I would live in Frasier's apartment.
That's really your spot?
Yeah, it's like an esteemed building in the show. People
Dude,
are like, oh,
so
you live
brown,
in
it's so wood. It's so yeah. old yeah, man steakhouse.
He has a piano in there. He's got the sherry bar all ready to go. He's got...
The sherry bar. You yeah, really touted... It seems really, do you like sherry?
No, I've never had it.
Oh my God.
Because I don't have a
no,
bar.
No, you're right. We're not supposed to judge.
It's my pretend life.
That's your pretend life. You want
yeah,
Frasier's
it would be cool
life.
to live in the high-rise apartment like that
That's
in Seattle. Because the view, you can see the Space Needle, to go out on the balcony and see all of downtown.
That's
That'd be cool.
kind of cool. I do, you know what? Yeah. So it's loft adjacent for me. I kind of want that.
Yeah.
I kind of like, I want the penthouse level of some, who's lived that life? Like, because I think somebody's going to call and go, I want Gotham Manor or whatever.
The movie that T-Hack just watched for the first time.
50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, like that loft, that like penthouse.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay.
And I want a room, if you know what I need a room. My other one, I know you still got to go. Just it's a childhood memory, and I don't even remember the layout, but I just remember the stairs where our good friend Chad has them. The wood stairs that you can see in between.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They're nice.
It's the Brady Bunch house. The Brady Bunch house has those wood. That was just like, I have little snippets from my childhood where I'm like, someday I'm going to have a house with that kind of stair. And now Chad has it, and I'm like, you son of a... You've got my stairs. You got my childhood stairs.
We've got Slacker and Chad and holes in the stairs.
So what's yours? Did you come up with it? Is it Twilight?
I found more. I don't know. Because I did, speaking of stairs, I used to love the Full House house.
Because the Full House house was number one on this list.
I have never in real life...
I don't think it exists.
Are you sure?
I don't think a house, I think it might be. I haven't watched enough.
Because it was in every sitcom in like the 90s.
The problem with it is you don't know how much was set. Because like if you know the trick now about Seinfeld, it doesn't work. Like if you're looking at the Seinfeld apartment and he goes out his door across to Kramer's and then down that hall, the hall, if you look about it, would go through his kitchen.
Yeah.
Like they built it and they didn't think that people would be going down the hall eventually.
Yeah. They didn't think we'd have 3D renderings on the internet.
Correct. And it's like, no, this doesn't exist. You're trapped inside Kramer's apartment.
But to have a house that has two sets of staircases.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Like a back staircase from the kitchen
into the kitchen. And then one at the front door. I was obsessed with that.
Yeah. And they had a radio station in the basement.
They did.
Remember the on-air light would come on?
Yeah. Joey and... Jesse had recorded.
I tried to talk my wife into putting an on-air light in our basement. Yeah. It didn't.
Cooler, calmer, smarter heads prevailed.
Didn't get much traction.
All right, so what is your fictional spot that you want to live? Movies, television, we'll take either one. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're basically talking about our fictional dream homes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like if you could live in some place famous from TV or movies.
And Aaron brought up a good point. A lot of those shows had the double staircases, like the Full House.
A lot did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy Meets World definitely had it.
Fresh Prince had it.
Oh, yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Growing Pains had it too.
It's a fantasy for your generations.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. But what does the upstairs look like? How are there two stairs?
And why do you need two stairs?
I don't know. Playing tag, it seems like it would be.
It does. It's fun. Yeah, it is fun to like do the big loop in your house. I forget, Aaron, you're just not choosing like big places. Like
the Full House one would be the biggest one, I think.
I just started watching Sopranos again. Their house is pretty dope.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
It's kind of everything I wanted and kind of where like it's stucco and it's got a pool and you're just like big kitchen where Carmella's making pasta for everybody. Uh-huh. It's like
back when you could afford a house like that just on because you own a waste management company. Those were
right. That's exactly
dream,
how we did it.
Dream days.
Sam.
Yay!
What is your fictional dream home?
Hagrid's hut or the Weasley house from Harry Potter?
Yeah, the Burrow. Absolutely.
Aaron did say off-air the Burrow, and I was like, what's the Burrow? And she's like, you call yourself a fan. Why is it called the Burrow?
I don't know.
Okay. Hagrid's house is a no, though, right?
It's a cute little hut. It's just that round little guy. I don't understand how it's laid out. Like, where does he sleep?
Yeah, they never really show him sleeping. He's just sitting there.
It's just the main, yeah.
Is it technically on campus?
Yes.
Yeah.
The on-campus
housing.
You
can walk over to it.
Okay.
Yeah. I have it wrong in my head. I was thinking about the lighthouse or wherever he breaks the door down to get Harry.
No. Where the eat slugs, yeah, where the Ron is puking.
Right. That is a nicer place.
Yeah.
You're right.
Not just a room at Hogwarts? Doesn't that seem...
Right.
They have the common areas and everything.
Brooke?
Hi.
What's your fictional dream home?
So I'm a Colorado native, and I would love the sleeper house that's in Evergreen.
What's the sleeper house?
The sleeper house in Evergreen.
It's the one that looks like the spaceship. So as they're going up.
It does look like a spaceship on the side of the thing. Who built that? Who's that for?
I have no idea, but they used it in the movie Sleeper.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I used to live in the mountains, and every time we drove up to the mountains, like, me and my brother would always play, like, oh, we're going to claim that property. And every single time I'm like, that's mine.
When I was growing up, did you believe, because I believed, and I still kind of believe this, that it can turn? But I don't think it can turn. Can it turn?
I'm not particularly sure, but how freaking bad... cool would that be?
Yeah, because it's all windows on the one side, and I thought it could turn and fall, but that's that's highly sophisticated.
Yeah.
That's such a good... I didn't know it was in a movie. Thank you for the call. Caitlin?
Yay.
Fictional dream home.
Well, might as well make it a bundle. So, everyday house, the Home Alone house, and then...
The Home Alone house. Aaron, you should be complaining, because there's no house bigger than that house.
I don't know if I've ever fully seen the movie.
It's so stupid.
I get that one and the Chevy Chase, the Christmas Vacation houses confused.
They might be the same, but Home Alone is huge.
Okay, yeah. And everything's red and green in it, too. I know they did that.
Home Alone house is so big that, when I see it, it was just for sale recently, I think. And it looks like a hotel because it's got the same windows basically across the whole thing.
Yeah.
And there's, eight windows across. It's like, whose house has eight windows across the front?
Wow, yeah.
It's massive. Okay, what's your other one?
And then vacation house of the lake house from When a Stranger Calls.
Oh, I don't know that
one. No, that's a scary movie, right?
But the house can still be nice.
And they have an atrium in the middle of the house with birds and plants, and it's amazing.
Oh, I
don't care
that.
If I get murdered in it, T.A.
What's the square footage of this?
It's got an atrium. Melanie?
Yay!
Fictional dream house.
Vecna's house from season 4 Stranger Things before it got creepy.
Wait, whose house from Stranger Things?
Vecna.
Oh!
/1.
Yeah. Okay.
That's so specific that I'm going to have to go back and...
You have to rewatch it.
What if you know it's going to get creepy, though? You still want it?
Thanks for the call. Jade?
Yay!
What's your fictional dream home?
I want to live in Hogwarts, solely because it has the room of requirement, plus all the other cool things, and if I'm there, it means that I'm a wizard.
You're a wizard, Jade.
I heard it's haunted, though.
I mean, there are...
Haunted.
Yes.
Yeah?
That was the joke.
Something to consider, right?
That makes it cool, though. They're cool hauntings.
They're cool ghosts.
Aren't there snakes in the walls, too? This place has got some structural issues.
There's a rat that walks around.
Yeah.
Peter Pettigrew just wandering the...
Get this inspected.
Scarlett?
We calling her?
Scarlett, are we calling... What's happening here?
Yay!
That was weird. We don't want to know what's happening there. What's your fictional dream home?
SpongeBob's house.
A pineapple?
That is pretty dope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to walk to work like that. Yeah, better than your friend living under a rock.
I love
Tiak has internalized all these to the point that I don't want to play anymore.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Quick reminder, because I am not ready to do this. dang it. There it is. You can get this drivel or any drivel that we do on the Audacy app.
Mm-hmm. Audacy.
Bum-bum. News. No. News. No. News.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news.
nope.
News or nope, something we do every day where we finally tell the real stories. It's not just about us. It's about actual news stories.
Mm-hmm. News of the world.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
You're welcome.
We made a pretty big fuss about Slacker's birthday on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great birthday weekend, buddy. But also, also today is another special birthday that I would be remiss if I didn't say happy birthday to Hayes Hack.
Aww.
Who turns two today, my lovely daughter.
Yeah, I was going Christopher Walken. You remember how Aaron did like named other people whose birthday it was and not mine? Enough about Hazel. Al Gore, former vice president.
Mm-hmm. He's 77.
Yeah, yep. Rhea Perlman.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Sure. Liza Koshy. I mean, you know who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Great YouTuber. And also Hayes Hack is
yeah.
Is there too?
Happy birthday, Hazel.
Happy birthday, yeah. Very excited.
Yes, that is. And we're having cake later?
We have some cake. We've got, we blew up balloons this morning. And
aww.
We blew them up a little too much. They started popping just on their own. So lots of excitement going on at the
house. The hack house sounds like some explosions. Okay. Happy birthday, Hazel.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A movie that came out not too long ago, Snow White. Is currently rated one of the worst movies of all time on IMDb with a rating of 1.6 out of 10 that has 271,000
ratings. It's still doing good at the box office, remarkably, decently.
No, because I heard it's still good.
Number two.
Yeah.
It was like number two this weekend. Something beat it, but like...
A Working Man beat it.
Okay.
Jason Statham. Yeah. First he was a beekeeper, now he's just a working man.
Is this really the plot?
I don't know if this is they're connected, but that was another movie he did. It's like, aren't these
he
all
did a beekeeper movie?
It's called The Beekeeper.
Was he violent? He doesn't do like rom-coms.
No, it's all the same. He's like he works a job, but he's actually will kick your ass.
Oh, okay.
He'll do both.
Here's the thing: are you on Rotten Tomatoes? Because
I can look it up.
I literally, and I've mentioned this on the air, but I just want to save more people. If you missed it and you didn't hear me say this before, let me help you out. If Snow White is terrible,
mm-hmm.
if Snow White is one of the worst movies that you can lay your eyeballs on, I see your Snow White and I raise you Electric State, the Chris Pratt and
Millie
Bobby Brown. It is starting to win Razzies and other awards already. It's poorly edited. It's poorly acted. It's poorly written.
So, okay. Snow White is 40% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
And you said it's electric state. This one is loading. 16%.
It is.
Wow.
Please, for the love of God. And Netflix will continue.
Let's get it to 11.
Because you know they lie to you, right? Because I'm indecisive. So I sit down. I'm like, I don't know what I want to watch. So I just go to number one in movies today. And they keep putting it. It's been in the top 10. And I'm like.
Because it's a star-studded cast.
It's stacked. Stanley Tucci's in. I mean, it is stacked. Do not waste your time. It's terrible.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A special commencement speech will be given later on in May at the University of Maryland as Kermit the Frog is set to deliver the he'll be the commencement speaker at the University of Maryland for the class of 2025.
How do they get him on stage and off stage without like someone having to tuck and roll, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's not ruin it for everyone. He just walks out, Aaron.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Have you seen his legs on the bike?
Yeah, it's just Rainbow Connection. Like, who is it? Is it Henson's kid? Because like I think the reason he's doing that commencement speech at that school is that that school has a connection to Jim Henson, the original Muppet guy, the original voice of Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, he's an alumnus.
Yeah, so
Jim Henson went to Maryland.
But Jim's dead. So who's doing?
Matt Vogel.
Okay. Do you know if something terrible ever happens to Matt Vogel, who could step into that role right now?
I think you could, right?
Well, the obvious answer is Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
The actual answer is your favorite human on planet Earth. And I am now in the club, and I don't even know his name. The Family Guy guy.
Oh, Seth MacFarlane?
Seth MacFarlane can do, he does the best. He does a great, and now that I'm...
A Kermit? Yeah, I'm very happy about that. That's great.
If you're keeping score, I'm now a Family Guy guy. I'm watching the Family Guy.
Was Hack done with his story?
I think he was.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh.
It's a lot of money. 123 grand will get you, for 4 years, will get you a
Kermit. Is that what you're mad about? You're right. He did have an agenda.
There
was an agenda.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, the agenda was he doesn't like higher education.
Yeah.
If I could get Kermit to speak, I mean, that's
worth
it.
What would you rather have?
Like a doctor or someone?
What about Doc Brown from Back to the Future?
Also a fictional character. I get mad anytime it's like, oh, Justin Timberlake came to tell us about how his education played no role in his success, but
do you
maybe
know
you
that
guys
Aaron's
could join in
little
sing.
Breaking news bed has started four times.
I think she threw it back to me. Back to you, Aaron.
Thank you, T-Hack. In breaking news, actually, it's not breaking at all. This is so dumb.
Okay.
You can now buy now, pay later your DoorDash.
What?
You can do that with
Klarna or whatever that piece of crap is now down to like Mickey D's. I can get a Happy Meal.
You can do that with plastic surgery now. You can. It is disgusting. I hate how T-Hack feels about higher education. I feel about buy now, pay later. I hate it.
Is it higher education, buy now, pay later?
Wait a second.
I've been eating now and paying later, if you know what I mean, for quite a while now.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's talk about the candle theory. If you've never heard of the candle theory, you're about to hear about the candle theory.
Yeah, what is it?
I'll tell you in just a second here.
Okay. Could I hear about this theory on the Odyssey app?
You could later on today.
Oh,
so what happens is our show happens, and then later on, it's all on the Odyssey app. Unless, if you want to listen to it on the Odyssey app right now, you could stream it.
Oh, wow. So convenient.
So,
yeah. And are BJ and Jamie there too?
Yes.
Really?
BJ and Jamie are also on the Odyssey
app. Aaron, did you know?
I didn't know.
Wow.
How do you spell Odyssey?
BJ, ampersand, Jamie, and then I'll bring up the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Okay.
Odyssey app.
Awesome. Tell me more about this candle theory.
Okay. Here's the thing. I don't think you want to know.
Why?
Because
I think it's
going to hit right in the wheelhouse of one of your problems. If you were to buy a candle, like, because I know you guys are candle people.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's on my to-do list to go buy some more.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I bought a candle. People have bought me candles. Oh my God, does that mean my house stinks?
No,
they're just nice gifts.
But they're not nice
gifts. They're kind of like blankets.
No, but it's not a nice gift if you to a person who doesn't. It's like T-Hack doesn't play guitar, and it's like, ooh, I got you a bunch of picks. It's like, well, I don't play guitar.
That's
like,
different.
But I don't strike anybody as a candle person, but people give me candles
because they're nice gifts. And you have said that you like the 3-wick one that has the crackling.
I got as a gift the 3-wick crackle one, and I fully, as a person who loves white noise, I get it.
Yeah,
that thing just going.
I have not had those. They sound awesome. No.
I'm adding it to my to-do list.
Okay. I think you're fine. When people come in and start opening your windows, I think that's when you're like, maybe the house, they start doing the door open and close. Like,
oh my God, that does happen a lot. No, okay, so pretend you since you guys do buy candles, you have nice candles at your house right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From where? Bed Bath or somewhere?
Bed Bath. Target has some great ones.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. I'll always hit the Home Goods candle aisle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Walmart has some good ones. Shout out Walmart.
Do you go fruit scents or do you go more sandalwood? What kind of, what
I
are
mix
your scents?
It up.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try to go with the seasons.
Yeah.
Oh.
A nice pine when it's colder.
Huh.
More maybe like a beach scent in the summer.
All right, well, here's the candle theory. Are your candles lit? Or, so you buy a nice candle, do you take it home and go, it's cold outside, I'm going to light the pine candle? Or do you say to yourself, maybe this is for Christmas? Or wait, my parents are coming out in the middle of January. No, you know when this would be a good time. I'm gonna light this, and you push the date of your candle down the road. Are you a light it or are you a save it?
No, I'll light it.
I feel like you probably have a blowtorch. You're like a flame. Like, Aaron, your candle is just burning.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's candles
actually the
lit
opposite,
at your house right now.
No, I have the lamp, the warming lamp. So I don't actually light the wicks on fire. It just melts the wax.
That's so weird. So I can't figure out which team you're on. Are you light it or say? Well, you don't save it, so you're still getting the joy from it. You want to talk about a pile of candles?
I would save it. Yeah.
Why?
Because there's you know, I might need it. I might need it.
Do you have others?
Yeah.
And you might need those as well.
And I haven't needed them yet, but I might. You know. I'm like that with everything. I'm better now with the candles specifically because they're my wife. She does the candle lighting, so she just takes it and lights it, you know?
And are you ever like...
Do you look at them and you're like, oh, I was saving that for...
The cantaloupe one was for...
Yeah.
No, because the candles are just hers, but I'm like that with everything else in my life. Everything else.
So you're saving it.
I save it, yep. Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to have an intervention on you, but this is it. Like when I bought one really expensive pair of shoes in my life so far. The Travis Scott's. And for 3 weeks, I didn't take them out. I didn't take them out of the box. I was you. And like the day after I got them, you like looked at my feet and you're like, where are they? And it was about 2 weeks and 5 days in where I was like, you're T-hacking this.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. I've become a verb.
You are. Because I'm like, verb? Because in my head, I was like, I'll wear them to the Christmas concert. That's when I'm going to debut them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to debut them that day. And then I'm like, people are drinking. Every time I've been at that thing, we're upstairs in the green room and somebody dumps a full whiskey drink on my feet.
And there were a lot of people puking.
100%. Our boss being, nope. He didn't puke to what we saw. But like, then I'm like, no, you can't wear them that day. And I'm like, what are you doing?
That's my life.
If I got hit by a car today, I would have never worn my Travis Scott's.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never burnt that candle.
Yeah, and I've been trying to be, we've talked about this, I'm not in the moment. I'm always thinking about the future or the past, I guess, and I'm never here, and I've been trying to work on it. Just wear your, I've seen this thing, I think Aaron and I have talked about it, where like, stop waiting for a special occasion to wear your good clothes, to put out the good of China. It's like, you're alive today. That's a special occasion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can we go to your house right now and try on shoes?
No, not the shoes. You can do like the candles, not the shoes.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. It is OPP. If you want to hear an old one, you can find them all in the same place.
Mm-hmm. The Odyssey app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. Are we allowed to say that? AUDACY. Download the Odyssey app and you can listen to this or anything else we've ever done in the history of radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today we're talking to Brittany. She has some secret debt.
Secret debt. I've been really trying to think that maybe we need theme songs for everything.
Oh, I thought this was, I don't know. Yeah, I pictured like an 80s song like you were.
Yeah, it was Secret Lover.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Brittany.
Hello.
Hello.
Yay.
Yay. What seems to be the problem?
Okay, where do I start? All right, so I've always had a secret credit card and that I haven't told my husband about.
Let's just jump right on in, shall we?
Okay.
I mean, I need to get it off my chest, okay?
Okay.
All my girlfriends were like, you need to have this secret credit card, okay? And I was like, that's crazy. But then they started listing off, like, you need it for emergencies. And I was like, okay, fine, great. And I did only use it for emergencies until recently. And, you know, it's hard out there. You know what I mean? So I've been using this credit card for groceries and clothes and, you know, even a couple of
necessities.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this a thing? You said that so casually, like, oh, all your girlfriends were like, yeah, you gotta. I'm very nervous now. Like, my wife has friends. Have they said this to her?
I really had no idea. Like, but when we got engaged, everyone was like, hey, like, all my married friends were like, yeah, this is something that we do. And I was like,
are you sure they said secret credit card and not secret account? Like, I've heard of, like, hiding money, right? You, like, go, I'm going to peel a little bit off of each paycheck and hide it over here, and this is our slush fund, but having a secret, like, then when you get a divorce, like, ha-ha, I have this extra money. Like, you're hiding debt. That's what's fun about hiding debt? Like, what? I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry. To do it.
Okay,
well, so and I did it.
Sounds like you weren't using it. You were using it for emergencies. Did you have any emergencies? Probably not until recently.
No, not until recently. And then, you know, just, God, it's been so hard recently. And so then I just, you know, started using it. And now the balance is pretty dang high. And
and you thought you'd call us? What do you think we're going to do?
We don't have any money.
We don't have any money. I'm not, yeah. Like, what?
I don't know. Maybe give me some advice because I'm freaking out.
So he doesn't know.
No, he does not know.
And you've racked up a significant amount of money that is due.
Yes.
And what are your genius friends say? What are these? Like, I don't know how to tell you this, but like, they got you into it. Shouldn't they get you out? Like,
Well, that's the thing. They have told me their solution. They have been selling pictures of themselves online.
Jesus,
to make extra money.
Where are we going with this? What?
So,
are you being serious right now?
I'm being 100% serious. I would not be calling you guys if this weren't a really bad situation that I found myself in.
Are you talking about like OnlyFans? Are you saying you're considering OnlyFans?
Okay, so one of my girlfriends, she does that. But then my other friend, there's this website where you literally just go on a date and you name your price for like going on a date-ish thing. But you don't have to do anything. So my friend made like $500
the other day.
Easy, Tiger. Calm down.
I've been doing it for free.
Okay. So to recap, you're in debt. You don't want to tell your husband that you've racked up some credit card debt because you've been lying to him about this card. And your solution is, rather than pure unadulterated honesty, let's grab another lie off the shelf and add it to the existing lie.
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds bad. Or you can put it as...
I think the way you put it sounded bad, too.
Yes,
I just want you
to...
I'm so sorry. I know this is serious.
Problem, okay. And here's a solution.
Okay. But it's a self-created problem. I don't mean
and
to be... I don't mean to be dad.
Self-created solution.
But that's not a good...
Okay. There is the possibility of... What if she starts actually making money? Like now we're not just covering the debt. We're not like now we're pulling ahead. We're making more. We're getting ahead by whatever option she chooses.
Okay. Can I just 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can request photos from Brittany.
No.
Well, she needs cash.
Yeah. Not on this number.
Well, how do we jumpstart her career in OnlyFans?
Well, she doesn't have an
account
yet.
Didn't the morning show do with Schmidl? Isn't he selling feet pics or something? What's he selling?
I don't know.
Yeah, none
I mean,
of us know.
What's on him that's photogenic? Sorry.
Yeah, you don't need to be mean.
Okay, sorry. Brittany, so you're saying, truthfully, that your friends who have done the same thing are, when you came to them, please, God help, they said, sell your body.
Well, not selling your body. You're taking a photo of
or going
body.
On a date. A weird,
but not doing anything. A weird, she said.
I mean, if somebody wants to pay $500 to take me to Starbucks and get an iced grande latte, then
and you
like,
think that's a real thing?
Yeah,
like
I do.
There are some lonely
it's
people
real.
Out there. For sure,
I'm one of them. I would not pay $500 to go to Starbucks with
not
you.
Not yet. You might.
Oh, wow. Okay.
As a husband, I would be upset to find out about a secret credit card, but I would be more upset to find out that you doubled down almost is what it feels like from a husband's point of view.
What if she just sold something that you couldn't, like, what if she just did
everything
feet?
Was covered. There were feet. What about like used clothing, used shoes?
Mm. What about returning some of the clothing or something that we bought? Like, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, did everything you buy, like, I think you slipped that under the radar. Mm-hmm. You were like, hey, man, everything's money's
groceries,
tight.
Groceries, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, groceries, but then clothing. Is this clothing for family members or is this like you needed a new purse?
I mean, it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
You know?
So it's not emergency stuff.
Well, it is. Sometimes, I mean, like, my purse, I mean, I did buy a purse, but it was breaking, so I had to buy a new one.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. And had to go high dollar on it. Why wouldn't you?
Of course.
Brittany, I do want to say I am sorry that I've been so flippant. The honesty is super appreciated to us. You should try it out in your marriage. But let's I'm going to put you on hold and we're going to get you some advice. And we also probably need to talk behind your back and I feel really weird. Hang on.
You don't feel weird about it. You've been wanting to do this.
This is crazy.
No,
you don't,
it's not.
You don't fix a problem with a different problem. You don't.
I don't know if I would consider it the second thing a problem. Absolutely, having the
you're in a marriage. You don't get an OnlyFans page or go on a date.
Well, we don't know that. Different couples have different boundaries, but the fact that she lied about this money, we all can agree, terrible. To be in secret debt, that's terrible.
And then the next one?
But if also you can, terrible. There's a demand for stuff. Why not indulge? Right. Dip your toe
then
in it.
Then talk to your husband and go, honey, I effed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have to come clean to him about what you're doing?
And look, I got a solution. Yeah, look down. Look at my feet.
Because if he, from the husband's point of view, he's going to find out in reverse order. He'll find out, oh, you have a secret.
Yes.
Only, or you've been going on these dates or whatever. You have a secret OnlyFans page. Well, no, the only reason I have that secret page is because I had
this other secret.
Yeah, right. And then it's like, well, that's
what. What other secrets do you have? Well, I'm not really Britney. And then she peels a mask off and it's Tom Cruise.
That's a win-win.
For him. Okay. I don't. Okay.
But is he going to lose it if she's like, I don't know if she's. If he's like a tightwad and he's like, you went thousands of dollars and I don't know. She didn't say how much, but you went a bunch of money in debt.
I want to tackle this in a certain order. Number one, Tiak had a valid question at the beginning. Are there other women who have this secret account? Please call 303-222-5423. I thought bank account, not debt account. Like if you're paying bills, you both should pay it. And if you want to sneak money off the top, that's a smart. Not smart. It's gross and deceptive, but it's still like she's doing it wrong and all of her friends are doing it wrong. So anybody got that?
Accounts. I want to hear about accounts. If this is like a normal thing, I got to start snooping around.
You don't just don't just don't ask a question. You're not prepared for the
answer. Yeah.
I have it pretty good. I'll just you bury my head in the sand.
Then after that, I have had experience with this within my family where one spouse did run up debt and then they did. I mean, if you don't come clean, the truth will find you.
For sure.
It just does. Because all of a sudden, he goes to buy a car or they go to refi their mortgage and your credit scores got hit and you're like, why? And it's like, oh, all these late payments. Late payments on what?
Yeah.
Oh, this credit card. What's that credit card? Like if you've been in this hiding money situation, she can use your help. And finally, if you're an OnlyFans, like, is this a viable, I don't think everybody becomes a millionaire on OnlyFans. You can't just take pictures and have people go like, yay. Like, it just doesn't work like that. Yeah, so then she's going to end up going on dates and that's prostitution.
It feels sketchy. It feels potentially dangerous. All those things. Like, and maybe her friends have had success with it, but it does feel like it something.
New friends? Your friends are what? Your friends have encouraged this behavior and then... Okay.
Keep them away from my wife.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Brittany, who's got herself in a bit of a dilemma.
Yeah.
She, on the advice of friends, opened up a secret credit card and started...
racking up some debt.
At first, it was just for emergencies. She did have an emergency purse purchase or whatever. Regardless, now she can't, like, the credit card has enough on it. She's not going to be able to hide paying the bill. So she's like, do I tell my husband that I've been running up debt? Or do I follow the advice of the colossally stupid farther down the rabbit hole and begin earning money in a side hustle sort of way? And they're talking OnlyFans and or going on these weird dates. Like sugar daddy dates.
Yeah, pay to hang out and not do anything. Not do, to be clear.
Yeah, that's exactly where it all starts. To be clear. Heather?
Yai.
What do you think?
So I am an avid girl on both of those sites, actually. I know exactly the one that she's talking about, where you don't have to do anything. It is true, but it is true to a certain extent. So... for example, I've gone on dates for, you know, $250 to $300 just for lunch. Lunch and drinks. Whoa. That's it. We'll go.
They buy
to
the lunch and the drinks and they give you $250.
Yes, correct.
Wow.
It is in the website contract that they have to give you that agreed upon money, and it does not come out of the date's like fee money.
And all you got to do is pretend to be interested.
Yes, exactly. Wow. Now, here's the kicker. A lot of these guys will agree to that, and then you'll go out on the date, and then they want to sit and argue with you and say, well, this is all I get. And that's where you have to have the tough skin to put your foot down, and that's where it could potentially get very dangerous.
Mm. For sure.
Because they feel like it's a wink-wink kind of
thing.
Yeah,
and you don't have to do anything else, but...
Yes.
That makes me nervous.
And you know, half of the guys that I've been on these dates with, they are older men. They're widowed. They're very lonely. They just want to go to like this fancy restaurant that just opened, but they don't want to go by themselves. So it is that simple sometimes. But the other time is that I have also gone on dates from the site where I've showed up and the guy's on the phone and he says, do you want to go on a run with me? Do you want to go on a run? I got to drop off some party favors for people. Do you want to come with me? Do you want this? Do you want that? And it just gets really sketchy, really dangerous.
Oh my God. Okay.
Wow.
Have
you had any repeat customers? Like, are there regulars or is it a new person every time?
So it's funny, actually, you say that. My very first customer is a friend for life. He's a lifetime friend. He's a wonderful man, and I've met his wife before. His wife knows that he's on these places, and it's just because they don't have enough time to spend together, so they have rules for each other, but he'll just go and go out to dinner, and he has a lot of female friends, and that's all we are, is we're just friends. Just paid friends. I've gone, even unpaid, it went on for so long that I just see him for free now, honestly. He's just a really nice guy.
Because here's the thing, and I know we're going to get back to Brittany's OPP here, but like I'm watching Aaron's face during this, and Aaron is like two conflicting things. One, side hustle money, always attractive, but you feel like, I think you'd feel bad and you'd give him back the money. You'd be like, oh, you're just nice in here. Like,
yeah, probably.
You do have to have a moral standpoint. I'm also on the fans site as well, and I am married. But me and my husband are non-monogamous, so it's very different. And
the main thing, though, that I'm getting from you is that your husband knows this friend, 100%. His wife knows, and that's where for our OPP, she's got to come up front.
She's got to come clean on at least one of the things, if not all of the things.
Yeah,
you don't get to go start these weird sites to pay off the debt, like. Oh, and also to pay for the land where I buried the bodies. Like, you're compounding lie after lie after lie, and it's not.
Yeah.
Thank you for the honesty, Heather. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So interesting.
Cheryl? Interesting.
Yay.
What do you think?
Honesty? I mean, I'm not even saying the OnlyFans plan is a bad plan, but damn, talk to your husband. What kind of secrets do you guys keep? How are you going to maintain this marriage? All you do is hide and lie.
Yeah, and stack them like a Jenga tower.
And then what happens? It all falls over.
It does. Yeah.
I met my husband at 16. We've been together since I was 16, married together 25 years. This man puts up with a lot. Like, not like, hey, I racked up a credit card. It's like, hey, by the way, Wednesday we have a cat coming in from Poland. I know, I spent $5,000 and I shouldn't have. By the way...
On a cat from Poland? What?
Yes, but this is the kind of stuff my
husband... Is this a euphemism?
No, literally, I breed cats and I bought a cat from Poland.
Okay.
I bought one from the Ukraine.
I'm trying to figure out if Brittany's the bad person here.
They're bilingual. They're expensive.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
A while ago, we did an OPP where a woman sort of ran into her ex and she was considering going out to dinner with him.
Yeah, the only problem was that she's actually currently dating another guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big problem.
Yeah, she forgot about him, though.
So I don't know why there's a cat playing. we're going to catch up with her and find out what she did next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So every once in a while, we do an OPP, Other People's Problems, that I remember at the end of this one, we were like, we need to find out what happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So can we go back in time and let people catch up on what happened with this girl? And then before we get her on the phone?
Yeah. Yeah. It was Elizabeth.
Okay.
Who we talked to.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Recently, I was out running errands and I ran into my ex-boyfriend, Sean. It had been like a really long time since I had seen him. And I didn't know it would be so great catching up with him, honestly.
Oh.
Yeah, it really, it felt very comfortable, like old times. It was almost like I could feel that same spark from when we were dating. There was just something like connection that was just so natural.
So far, seems great, right?
Yeah, I'm excited for her.
We're a little hesitant, get back with an ex, you know, I don't know, but seems normal. But then
she told us the next thing.
And so he suggested getting dinner and, you know, catching up some more. And like immediately was like, yeah, of course, we should definitely do that. And I was so excited. I mean, I was just so excited to see him again. I really didn't know, you know, I would feel something like this. But the problem is I have a boyfriend and when he asked me to dinner, I completely forgot. I didn't
you know,
even
like maybe girl, 2 minutes ago, you could have. This is information that you usually should start with.
Yeah. So Elizabeth has a boyfriend. She ran into her ex. She had to get dinner with the ex. Well, she's got a boyfriend that she forgot to mention. Why did she forget to mention it, though?
You were feeling so much of that, like, was it butterflies, kind of? Was it?
I guess it was comfortable, so natural. I didn't even think to say that, hey, I'm not single right now. I don't think getting dinner would be a good idea. It just...
You were just like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I was just like, of course, yes. Like, we definitely should. It's been so long.
Yeah, the spark is there. It's just like old times.
Yes, it was just, I don't know. It was hearing his voice, seeing his face. Like, it was just memories, like, came flooding back. I got so caught up in the moment.
Yeah, this was...
Caught up. I just spaced having a man.
I know. Well, she said she felt really bad about it.
We had a really good relationship, and we were together for a couple years. I was with him longer than I have been with my current boyfriend.
Okay.
And I don't know. I'm a little scared. I mean, I do. I feel like a walking red flag right now, and I feel really bad.
So we're trying to figure out, is she going to go get dinner with her ex? Mm. Is she going to tell her boyfriend about it? Is she going to call it off with the ex? What should she do? And we kind of were like, well, would you cheat?
Okay. Do you have it in you to cheat?
I've never cheated. It's not something I ever want to do or feel. I never want to.
And you don't feel like going to dinner is cheating? You could go to dinner and that wouldn't be cheating.
I mean, it's not... just talking, like, I'm not, I didn't claim to be single to him. I didn't say I'm looking for a relationship or anything. We didn't kiss or anything. I don't want anything to feel tainted, you know, that way.
Okay. Now that you're caught up, ran into the ex, forgot she had a current, should she go to dinner with this dude? Without further ado, we have Elizabeth.
Yai.
So we have an update to your OPP here, apparently. Most people were saying don't go to dinner with your ex, even though you were smitten with him. What did you end up, are you an advice taker or not an advice taker?
We went to dinner.
Oh.
I went to dinner with him and we talked. I mean, we clicked so well. We almost couldn't stop hanging out. And I didn't end up actually going home that night.
Elizabeth.
Did you tell your boyfriend where you were going?
I told him I was going out with an old friend. I told him that it was someone we used to date, but...
You said like an old friend, you downplayed it.
A little bit, yeah. I didn't.
Not a little bit, Elizabeth.
Out.
This is a time for honesty. As long as we're doing this.
Okay, I know. I felt uncomfortable. Sure, yeah. I downplayed it a lot.
And then I told my boyfriend that I was going home, but he checked my location and he knew that I wasn't home. So that became a whole thing. Not that I did anything with Sean that night. We kept it very
innocent. Why'd you just say that night?
Nothing happened. Sorry?
You just said that night. Why'd you say that night? Have you done something since?
No, we haven't done anything since. I just meant the date night. We did not. Nothing happened. We just talked and hung out. It got late. We were just having so much fun.
So you went back to his apartment or his house and didn't sleep with him?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Show of hands in this room. Who believes her?
No, I...
Your hand's not up.
It's not up. I'm debating.
So your boyfriend knew, he found out that you weren't there. Are you still with your boy? Who are you with?
Not the guy that I was dating, but I'm not really with Sean. I'm in an in-between now.
So he broke up with you because you lied, or you broke up with him because you had a spine.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
But Sean is open to this new rekindled romance.
I think so. We have another date lined up.
Does he know that you had a boyfriend at home while you were out?
We have talked about it, yeah.
So for him, it's like, I won.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like...
Kinda.
Well.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for the update. I don't, like... Yeah. Elizabeth, I mean, yeah, you didn't change your name or anything, but will you just tell us the truth? You slept with him.
Why can't you believe her?
Because I don't. I just don't. You just don't go back. The way she felt when she ran into him running errands, and then talking all night at dinner, it's like, come back to my place. Like, if you come back, yeah, Aaron, how many places have you gone back to?
Don't bring my history into this.
You're a female. If you go back to their place.
Don't bring my history into this.
Elizabeth, are you doing the thing where you're like, well, we didn't sleep?
Yes. We didn't sleep. Am I asking the wrong question? Okay. So, all right. No, it's fine. You don't have to tell us. I believe you. I do believe you. I think you're great.
Thank you.
So, well, good luck. Good luck with your, with your life, with your
relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to verify
thank
one
you.
Thing.
Yes.
The things that kept you and Sean apart before, are they no longer there? Because there is a thing that we all do where we romanticize our past partners. And then if you make the mistake of circling back.
Where it was just like, oh, right person, wrong time. But now maybe it's the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get together, you're like, oh my God, that thing he does when he eats peas.
That's why you never circle back.
Sometimes you have to because the junk is familiar. You know, because you're good at it. You know how to do the thing. All right.
Thanks for calling, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Sorry, we're just...
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have some updates, and I have I have a question for the room. Do you guys believe...
No.
Okay, how about you, Tiak?
Perhaps. I could be talked into it.
I just realized it's the season of birthdays on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that the other day.
Like, we had a problem here.
Yeah.
When I was married, my now ex-wife, her birthday was the 11th of March. Our anniversary was the 17th, and then my birthday is the 28th. So it's like, bam, 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 and then we got nothing to do the rest of the month. Or the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Like, we're just like, boom, it's over. And then you throw Easter in there most times, and it's like, okay. Well, now Aaron's birthday is coming up, right? It's like, we're just, TIAC is like a month away. Like, we're
coming. Yeah. I'm lagging behind, but I'm coming. Wait up for me.
I just want to say we talked a little bit about my birthday, and I've got more family drama going on and stuff. And I created the worst birthday of my life.
Oh no.
Because I just had so much, there's stuff going on with my family that I'm not going to get into because it's not that, but it's like, it's not fun.
Mm.
Not my immediate, not like my kids or my ex-wife or anything. It's whatever. So I literally didn't do anything for my birthday. Nothing. Like I didn't.
Nothing at all? You didn't treat yourself at all?
I mean, my buddy Josh dropped off some drunken noodles and a light that projects penises onto the wall.
Okay.
That was the extent of my birthday. Okay. And I'm not saying this because I want pity or I want anything, but like, I think Aaron can relate to this. This group of people want to do something, this group. And then there was family drama. And I was like, you're not in a good headspace. So I just decided, instead of disappointing one person, I disappointed all people. And I just stayed home. Is that weird?
No, because is that what you wanted to do?
No, I didn't. No, I don't know what I wanted to do. Okay. We talked about that too. I had no idea what I wanted to do. Here's the fun thing. I'm such a flippin' narcissist that this, I wasn't even going to talk about any of this stuff I'm talking about right now. The real question I'm asking is it the thought that counts? And you immediately said no without even hearing the question.
You said, do you believe?
Do you believe it's the thought that counts?
I think it helps for sure.
Okay, Tiak?
Yeah. Yeah, a thought is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Aaron, you have no idea how awesome your birthday was about to be tomorrow, but it's not going to be anymore. I had, and I do not want to say out loud which high school, but I had a portion of their marching band coming in.
Really? Hmm. Okay. The horn section? What section are
we
talking about?
Was Mr. Milchek coming? Fingers crossed.
My plan was to get melons. I'm not lying. If you watch Severance, they just can't do it. They, logistically, they're not allowed to put students on a bus and bring them to it. Because they, like,
we can send them almost anywhere.
Not to you guys.
Do you understand how scary accurate the statement you just made is?
Really?
There is a perception that you can send them to, like, a former nuclear reactor that hasn't half-lived out with just signing a little waiver.
Yep. Yeah, just bring $5 for lunch.
100%. Aluminum foil around a Shasta can, and your kids are set. The logistics of getting kids, because the perception of what happens at this building, it's like, so what? What's a radio station like? I'm like, it's not piles of cocaine. Like, that's not what...
Yeah. Not every day.
And, well, at first it was going to be too much of the band. They were like, they got...
Everyone?
They got hyped, and I'm like, the studio, I think we could fit about 8 people. But the problem is, one of the ones I wanted was a tuba.
Yeah.
Because I feel like tuba
very
is
very important.
If you watch that episode you do. Yeah. You gotta have it. Just to play Happy Birthday.
Oh, that'd be so loud in here too.
But just full for
blast.
One break, we'd sing like, and we would the choreography and merriment department.
Yeah.
And like we would, and I have my Walter White glasses, but I was gonna give them to you because they're kind of gold rimmed. You look enough like, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name.
No. Dylan?
Jason
Momoa?
Yes,
he's he looks enough like Dylan.
No, he doesn't.
Well,
he
who's
going like
to be Dylan?
Dylan?
Okay, who are we going to be from Severance in this room?
I'm Helly.
Correct.
Whenever people tell me I look like someone, I'm usually wildly offended. I don't know who this guy
you
is.
Look up Dylan Severance.
He's the guy.
He will be wildly. Hold on. Stand by for wildly offended.
Hold on. Let me just get images.
I said you don't look like that. I said
who else
you don't.
Are you? You don't understand the cast of the show. You don't understand.
No, he's the.
He's nobody else on the show.
Yes, he is. He's Milchek's boss. Drummond
Ooh,
or whatever.
A boss. No, I could do that.
No.
Yeah. He's
no,
more than Dylan.
No, him with glasses that barely fit on his nose. Please, if you've never seen us, go to the Alice website, download the Odyssey app.
That's not any better.
It's not any better. It's not.
Isn't Adam Scott in the same? Going to be him?
You can't be him because you have a beard. That's why I don't really have a character. Like, I was like, but if...
You can be Bert.
I'm not Bert.
You're Christopher Walken.
I am not Bert. Okay. Anyway, if you happen to have...
Oh, can be Rickon.
Who's Rickon?
The brother? Or brother-in-law?
Oh, that's not good either.
Let me get Wiley.
He's an officer.
What's going, do you guys hate me? Or like, what's going on? Just come out and say it.
Oh,
I don't
my God. It's weird. Almost all the male characters are either super fit and hair-free.
Yeah.
Or fat with a beard.
Okay, well, I fall into one of those camps. I'll give you that.
No, you just have the beard, and we couldn't put you... Like, you can't be Adam Scott. You just can't.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And you couldn't be Turturro or whatever his name is, because he just has the mustache.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Irving. You couldn't be him.
Hmm.
But, I mean, the whole point is this. Aaron, happy... Like, it's not going to happen now. Unless there's a six-piece... marching band that wouldn't have to sign waivers
Yeah.
And could swing by here tomorrow.
Maybe a college program. Like, that could be,
yeah, the college program, we'd probably have to get all the stuff that they think is here.
Yeah.
Hookers, blow.
Yeah.
But I mean, so what could we do for your birthday?
It's the thought that counts.
All right.
This was great.
How about the thought that we all think he looks like Dylan Rick?
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Well, it's the season of birthdays here on The Slacker Show. It's soon to be Aaron's. Mm-hmm. It was recently Slacker's. Mm-hmm. And I am torn on how I feel about Slacker's birthday because I feel like you took advantage of me a little bit.
What? What happened?
But it was all,
what did I miss?
I know you meant well, and I really have nothing to complain about. So I'm going to try anyways.
I have so much anxiety. Don't do this to me.
Okay.
Because I already feel my life is in turmoil. Okay. I want you to know.
This is fine.
The one thing that's come out of all this, my family drama, my self-isolating birthday, whatever, I'm going back to therapy. And I don't care if management cares, because they've said, hey man, don't fix too much, because they're like, we like you just with that
little unhinged. Yeah.
They pulled us aside too, and they're like, don't
fix him,
don't pamper him, let him flounder a little.
But I mean, no, it's probably time for me to have some chats with things.
I love that.
I don't know if that's really true or not. I'm just saying it to try to get T-Hack to not do whatever he's doing right now, because he's got some sort of bomb he's about to drop on me. Because he's saying that I took advantage of him.
You can't say that, though. You can't be like, I'm going to go to therapy and not mean
no,
it.
No, I can't. I'm a very manipulative, narcissistic person.
Oh,
it's like,
my God.
If you're mean to me, I'm going to hurt myself.
You are the worst type of person.
I am fully aware.
Wow.
No,
I haven't even dropped my bomb yet.
For real, I'm thinking about doing therapy. And I will say this. I'm not even thinking. I've already looked at a few people. If you're in the Denver Metro, you're about to win the psychological lottery. Because when I come through the door, you're going to be like, go ahead. But
so,
I don't want you to think, when I announce that I'm going into therapy, I don't want you to feel responsible. But the first session will be about whatever this is.
Okay. That's not, I've never been, and I don't think that's how it works. I don't think
it can be.
You don't call your shot that way.
Oh, yeah, you do. You walk in and you call your shot. You go, I need to get something off
my
chest.
Yeah. You're like, whatever happens in the next 10 minutes will be what's like that.
100%. Okay. Is this going to take 10 minutes? Oh, my God.
No. All right. It was your birthday, and you were given a big cake, right? They brought in a cake. It's happy birthday, Slacker. We posted on social media and stuff.
Yeah.
It was very nice. Very fancy cake.
Yeah.
And then everyone in the office kind of had a slice. And then you were about to leave. You poked your head into my studio. You know I'm locked in, but he also knows I'm a hoarder.
Yeah.
So he goes, hey, you want the rest of this cake?
It was half the cake left.
It was a good chunk of cake, and it's a
huge.
Nice cake,
it's
too.
It was flipping decadent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was. So, and I'm like, oh, I'm so locked in. He goes, oh, your kids, you know, the weekend. I'm like, but it's my daughter's birthday. We're getting cake. Like, we're going to have the one weekend. We're going to have so much cake at my house. You know, I don't need it. But he knows I'm a hoarder. So he knows if he just sets it down, I'm gonna take it, right?
There was one more arrow in my quiver.
What was that?
I was going to go, well, if you don't want it, I'll just throw it away on the way out.
And
I knew he, because I know.
No.
But I didn't have to. Setting it down was enough. I could see when I set it down, it was like, I watched his shoulders slump. And I was like, I'm going to take it.
I was trying to be locked in, but I said, you know what? This is a good cake. And Slacker was nice enough to give it to me. I'm a hoarder. I'll take it home. So I'm carrying it out. I thought about like dropping it back off. There were still some people kind of in the back office. I thought about poking my head in, but I didn't want to throw you under the bus because I didn't want them to be like,
hey, I thought he.
Why did he give you the cake? Yeah, but you're trying to be locked into it. It's like we're all trying to be healthy but still enjoy. Yeah. So I take the cake, I get it out to my car, and I set it on my passenger seat, and the cake immediately falls onto the floor of my passenger seat. The lid opens of the box, the cake splatters everywhere. As I'm in the parking lot and I'm going, I feel like I should be. I can't be mad at this, but I want so badly to be mad at this because I was given a free cake, a nice cake, and I dropped it.
Oh my God.
So I kind of shovel it all back into the box because I still can't throw it away. I'm so too much of a hoarder.
Oh my God. Yes, you can. You did not make your family eat floor cake.
Oh my God.
No, you did not.
So I get home.
No. Stop.
I take the box.
Stop. No.
Out of the bed.
Stop.
I need to go to therapy. My kids do too. I walk in with a box and they're like, "Oh, Poppy, what's the box?" I'm like, "Well, it was Slacker's birthday. He's got a cake." And so I open it and it doesn't look great. But it was half a cake and I was kind of like, you know, those animals at the station, they really just, they went after
Your
it.
Your kids it's kinda, did not eat it, did they?
Not only did my kids, I had a slice, my wife had a slice, and my parents, my wife's parents all had a slice of the cake, and it was still decadent and still delicious, but my car, yeah, so I don't know,
It's my fault, I'll get us a twofer at therapy.
Okay.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a pro tip for parents. If your kid is mad at you, don't let him near your car.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
If you had to pick between a man and a bear, what would you pick?
What are we doing?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in Scotland.
Ooh. I'm giving you all I've got, Captain.
If you had the chance to change your fate, would you?
You only know Harry Potter things.
That's Merida.
That's what I meant.
He turned my mom into a bear.
Oh, that's right.
So a woman in Scotland was sitting in the passenger seat while... I'm sorry. The man was sitting in the passenger seat.
Oh, man,
seat.
Sitting in the
Girlfriend
passenger
seat. Girlfriend was driving.
What's wrong with this guy?
He just complained the almost entire ride, about a solid hour, about the way she drove.
Oh.
So she said, you know what? I've had enough.
Oh.
I've had enough.
I'm not going to take it anymore.
Stopped the car. Switched places. Let him take the wheel and said, You drive. Where he promptly drove the car into a tree.
You're not hitting the trees.
On top of that, when the cops came.
Oh, cops came. Dang it.
Yeah, they gave him a ticket for driving without a license.
Oh, he also didn't have a license when he said he didn't have a trip. Am I the only one who doesn't understand what the bear part was? Why are we choosing
Mordu, the bear from Merida.
Oh.
Mm.
Mordu! No. It's such a good movie.
I guess now we know who wears the skirt in that relationship.
The kilt.
The kilt.
My story is out of Florida.
Woo!
Yeah! Let's go! I know, that's the Colorado thing, but sometimes I just want a little more pomp and circumstance around Florida. It's a 21-year-old Florida guy who got in an argument with his father. Nobody really knows what they were fighting about, but he eventually said, "Hey, Dad, I know you love your car. I'm going to drive it into the ocean." He said it on a group text to the whole family.
What?
Like most families, they were like, "He's not going to do it."
Like most dads, he gave it a thumbs up. Sounds good, son.
Have fun going to the ocean. Well, he drove the family's SUV into the water.
Thumbs down, son.
When police arrived, he said, "Maybe Dad will listen to me now."
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wait, that's so sad.
Yes. Unfortunately, his father will not be listening to him because as he came out of the ocean, Mordu came and killed him. Last part didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's in Scotland. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.